Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and give thanks to the Lord. Let me encourage you from a very powerful scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 13. And the word of God says, I am the Lord your God. And I like that. I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. What a profound statement that the Lord God makes to his people. Do not fear. I will help you. Do not fear. I will help you. And I like that because there are three phases in a man's life, my dear brothers and sisters. Number one, he's entering the storm. Number two, he's in the middle of the storm. And number three, he's out of the storm. In all three areas, in three phases of our lives, we need Jesus. If Jesus is in the storm with us, then the storm will pass away very peacefully. Because remember that the good times, the bad times, and the ugly times, everyone goes through it. Our patriarch went through famine. Abraham went through famine. Isaac went through famine. The men of old, like Daniel was thrown in the den of lion, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the furnace of fire, but yet they did not fear. They may have the apprehensions, but they did not fear. They were willing to die for their God, but not to compromise their character for the things of this world. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us and encouraging us this day and this morning that, hey, he says, do not fear. I will help you. I will lead you with my righteous hand. I will keep you from all evil. I will bless you from, I will protect you from every storm. Yes, storms will be there. Jesus said to everyone who is outside, he says, come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus also said that at the cross there is comfort. My dear brothers and sisters, at the cross there is comfort. You know, we sing that beautiful hymn, just as I am, I come to thee. That's a great hymn, but it's for an outside eye, just as I am, I come to thee. At the cross is comfort, but after the cross is commitment. And what does that commitment call for? It calls for sacrifice. It calls for carrying your cross and following after Jesus. So when you carry your cross, the Lord will allow you to go through the times and seasons of your life where you will go through the testing of your heart, and you will find that through that testing, God is with you. As David says in Psalms 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I like what Psalm 16:11 says. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So focus on Christ. If you're walking on the water, you need to gaze on Christ. If you're going through the storm, remember that Jesus is in your boat in the storm. Hallelujah. And he will be with you. He will help you. He loves you dearly. He will never leave you, neither will he ever forsake you. Trust him with all your heart and fellowship with him, and let that sense of joy and courage take over your heart, that no matter how difficult the situation is, God is with you and he's helping you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Yes, your word says, fear not. Lord Abba, Father, many a times you've said, about 366 fear nots are written in the holy word of God. And I pray, give us the grace that for every day that the Lord God is saying to us, fear not. Abba, Father, I thank you. Give us the grace that we'll fear not. Give us the grace, O Father God, that we will, O Lord, be filled with faith to trust you, to depend on you, to know that our God will never leave us. He will never forsake us till the end of this age. He will always be with us. And we thank you for that, God. Lord God Almighty, today, O Father, as your people step out into their jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that the faith of God will overtake their lives. O Lord God Almighty, they'll have hope, they'll have courage in their heart, they'll have the boldness of the Holy Spirit of God. And I pray that even today, you will show them the sign of your favor and give them, O Lord, their heart's desires and bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness and I command it, get out and enter into that body again no more. And I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. A fantabulous weekend. And don't forget to fellowship with the saints on Sunday morning in the house of God. God bless you and bye for now.